Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Patriot Acts or the utilization of them in regard to people living in the United States who are thought to be involved with Middle Eastern organizations of allegedly dangerous character and variety. And so this chat that we're going to have in this
tonight from 6
after 8 o'clock this morning should be a particularly interesting one, especially as we're continuing to move closer and closer to what would appear to be a larger conflict in the Middle East, specifically with Iran. You know, before we bring Jeannie on.
Seconds, a new illegal alien arrives. 200 million more immigrants in just 43 years. Our education, health, legal systems, environment, culture, infrastructure, and quality of life are eroded while taxpayers are burdened with unfair expense. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians to stop now. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or visit SayNoToIllegals.org.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stop!
stupid. People of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. We all continually hear, folks, that illegal aliens are only doing the jobs that Americans won't do. Talk to any American in the construction industry, body and fender, mechanics, hospitality, and most skilled trades, and they will tell you that they were pushed out of their chosen field of endeavor by people who were willing to work much, much cheaper and much more dangerously. The President of the United States, many members of Congress, local politicians, racist organizations like LULAC and MALDEF, and many members of the clergy, especially the Catholic Church, have been perpetrating this lie for many years. The effect of this has done three things besides filling the country with a horde of illegal aliens. It has, one, created unsafe working conditions in many industries. Two, it has kept Americans and many legal immigrants from many industries. And three, they have not stagnated the wages. In illegal alien bloated industries like hospitality, meatpacking, manufacturing, wages have been lowered, not stagnated, lowered to sometimes half of what they were 20 years ago. Did you hear what I just said? Wages are half of what they were 20 years ago. Now, people out there will say, oh, that's a good thing. You can get your body and fender done cheaper. You can get your meat cheaper. You can buy your house cheaper. No, hell no, that ain't what's going on. You can't get nothing cheaper. What happens is that money that is saved with the illegal alien labor is going into the pocket of the meat packer, the body and fender shop owner, or the contractor. That's who's making the money. He has to drive the Mercedes 2 years instead of three. And in some cases, he gets a new Mercedes every year because he's using illegal alien labor. Don't believe me? Let me illustrate this to you in more logical terms. Remember the raid at the leather factory a couple of weeks ago in New Bedford, Massachusetts? It was an immigration raid by ICE. At that raid, some things happened that brought a lot of things to light and illustrated the plight of the American worker. Let me tell you what was going on at the Michael Bianco Incorporated leather business. The U.S. Defense Department had given them more than $100 million in contracts for military leather goods with the stipulation that Bianco hired local Bedford residents. Bianco hired who? Illegal aliens, mostly from Guatemala. They paid them minimum wage with no benefits. They would be fined, this is what the workers had to put up with. They would be fined $20 if they used too much toilet paper in the bathroom. They would be fined $20 if they were late for work or late coming back from a break. If they had a headache and needed a Tylenol, they were charged 25 cents. Now, in the middle of a Massachusetts winter, the heat was frequently turned off to save money. And you know, folks, it gets cold up there in Mass. The emergency doors were chained shut. Now, no American would work for this wage under these conditions. But by this illegal aliens invasion, by them being here, it made it an unworkable job for American workers. Now, was the owner of the company, a Mr. Francesco Insolia, was he hiring illegal aliens because he was on the brink of bankruptcy, unable to compete in the so-called world economy? No, hell no. This guy is rich. He is rich, rich. He lives in a posh suburb of New Bedford, Massachusetts, and has a plush second home in Palm Beach, Florida. This guy's got money coming out of his pocket. It doesn't stop with the $100 million government contract either, folks. Let me tell you what happened. This guy, after getting this $100 million contract, went to the New Bedford City Hall and got a tax break of $80,000 by agreeing to retain the 65 jobs he had there and to create 85 new jobs for, quote, qualified New Bedford residents, end quote. Now, let me give this to you. Government says we'll give you a $100 million contract if you hire Americans and legal resident aliens. The city of New Bedford said we'll give you an $80,000 tax break if you hire New Bedford residents. He did neither. He hired illegal aliens, kept the money, went to the bank with it, and stuck it right in the face of the American people. And then was very, very horrible to the people he did hire. The illegal aliens from Guatemala were treated in such conditions that nobody, anybody should ever be treated. But guess what? This is what he did to them, and they were willing to work that way because this was they were walking in high cotton here in the United States. An American worker said, no, you're not putting me in a freezing place. You're not charging me a quarter for Tylenol. You're not going to charge me $20 for using toilet paper. You're not going to pay me minimum wage. You're not going to give me no benefits. This is what this guy did. And he got away with it. And I blame the government for allowing it. Yeah, I blame the illegal alien for being here. Damn right. But I blame the local government there for not checking up on the $80,000 they gave him in tax credits. I blame the federal government for not making sure he hired the people that he was supposed to hire as a stipulation of the contract. And I blame the people around there, the unions and everybody else, for allowing this to happen. It is unbelievable. Jobs Americans won't do? Is that right? The immigration raids at Bianco took away 361 illegal alien workers. Immediately when the news was published that this happened, 400 Americans and legal resident aliens applied for the openings. And I guarantee you, the wage is going to go up now. The benefits are going to go up now. Those chains on the emergency doors are going to come off. They're going to be giving out Tylenol like candy. They're going to stop with the toilet paper. They're going to do all the stupid things they were doing. They're going to stop doing now because Americans are going to have those jobs and they're going to demand more. They're going to say, you got to treat us better. You got to give us more. You got to pay us right. That's what's going to happen at Bianco Leather. This guy should go to jail. He should go straight to jail. They should lock him up for at least 10 years to get his attention. Then after you've locked him up for 10 years, then you start fining this clown. And the word will get around, and guess what? The other employers won't do it. That's how you fix this problem. Not like O'Reilly says, we don't want to jail any employers. We'll just fine them. Fining them is part of doing business, and they write that off. Going to jail, nobody wants to lock up. Trust me on that one. I guarantee you. In this area, in New Bedford, Massachusetts, one of the most liberal Democrat areas in the country, Barney Frank is a congressman. He is an ultra, ultra, ultra liberal. Even Barney Frank said nothing after the immigration raid because he knew that the unemployment rate there was 9.8%, the highest in Massachusetts, and he knew the people of that district were fed up with the illegal alien invasion. So even as liberal as he is, he said nothing when they took away 361 people. This is what's going on, folks. This is the typical story of how American workers are treated when greedy employers make tons of money, sometimes even with fat government contracts, and then refuse to hire American workers. They deteriorate the working conditions, decrease the wages, and then tell us that they can't get enough people to fill the jobs and they need a guest worker program. That's a crock. It is a total crock. That is caca. That is a lie, folks. They will not pay Americans what it's worth. This guy was getting richer. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with getting rich. That's a good thing. That's the American way. But not at the expense of the people that the government says you should hire to get a certain contract. And that's what he was doing. And let me tell you something else. If they were to legalize those illegal aliens working there, nothing would change. It would only get worse. And I'm going to tell you why. Not only would they still be ready to work for less than an American citizen and a legal resident alien was working for, they would take all the advantage they could of all the programs they could get on. All the ones they claim they don't use now, food stamps, Section 8 housing, welfare, they'd get all of that. They would get all of that as legal resident aliens and further would tax an already taxed system in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And this is happening all over the country. The American worker is under siege. Siege by lies and falsehoods told by the American government, told by our president, told by some in our Congress, told by the clergy, most of the Catholic Church, told by many other religions who say we should amnesty these people because Americans won't do the job. Lies upon lies. And all because we have not stood up and made our voices known. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it real loud. Next month. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Rimmage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Most newspaper editors in our town have the attention span of a gnat. Consequently, newspaper editorials beat the same dead horse week after week and month after month. Our host, Terry Anderson, does a great job supporting the police officers and deputy sheriffs who protect lives and property in the Los Angeles area. Unlike Terry, our local newspaper editors want to blame rank-and-file deputy sheriffs and police officers for getting hurt or for retiring with a secure pension. Police officers and deputy sheriffs working patrol and custody assignments in Los Angeles County are routinely assaulted by violent suspects. After 30 years of service, there is very little chance that a deputy sheriff will retire uninjured. In fact, many of us work until the day the Sheriff's Department forcibly retires us from service. If Los Angeles County Management wants more from its public safety professionals, then they should stop complaining about how many of us get hurt. We understand it's part of the job. What we don't understand is why that comes as a surprise to newspaper editors and our county administrators. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. And I want to remind you, if you have friends and relatives out here that could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all those good, faithful folks listening tonight at KDON, KDWN, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, KFNX, 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, and all the folks listening on the RBN network all across the country, including Radio Free Austin. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that calling number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, I was at the West Coast television show of Geraldo Rivera on November 7th, 1994. I was there in studio. It was the day before the presidential election and the day that Proposition 187 was being debated. Now, both sides were at the Geraldo show, but the pro-illegal side was much better represented. It was about, 4 or 5 to 1. Geraldo made it plain to us where his loyalties lay that day, as he took the opportunity to blast any of us who didn't want to give our country away to the illegal alien invading horde. He's gone on record many, many times on the side of the lawbreakers, never on the side of Americans. Now, he recently, in a written piece, sunk to a new despicable low by claiming that the Republican Party, who are against the illegal alien invasion, are fueling the rise of radicals like Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. Boy, is that a reach. In other words, by them being against illegal aliens, Hispanics will elect Hugo Chavez to office because they don't like what the Republicans are doing. What a maroon. What an idiot. This is just totally, totally stupid. He said, quote, radical groups have exaggerated the portrayal of a tidal wave of brown people overrunning our southern border, end quote. Yeah, you don't live around them. You don't live around the illegal aliens, and we're not talking about brown people. That's you put the color in there. We're talking about illegals of all colors who are exacerbating our systems. That's what we're talking about. You're the one that makes it racial because you claim them as your race, you racist idiot. But let me say this. You don't have to live around them. You don't have to compete for jobs. You don't have kids in schools with them. You don't have your wife walking by construction sites being heckled by them. You don't have to worry about them drunk driving in your neighborhood. No! It's okay with you because they're in my neighborhood. So you can afford to be magnanimous, you idiot. Then he said that it is no accident that those against the illegal alien invasion scarcely mention our long, undefended border with Canada. Fine, let's mention it. Let's go into the L.A. city schools and find all the Canadian illegal alien children who are taxing us with a foreign language and they can't read and write in either language. Let's go into the job market and find all the Canadians who are working for less than half the wage and taking away the jobs from American citizens. Let's go to the hospital and find all the Canadians waiting in the emergency room and giving birth to their jackpot babies. The reason we don't have that is because Canada is a first world nation and has every bit the benefits we have here. There's no need for them to come here illegally. That's another stupid statement. He continually used the term in his article, immigrant, 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 and tells us that we are wrong to build walls and attempt to regulate those who come to our country. Then he tells us that it is reasonable that residents of Mexico might be affectionate and nostalgic for their lost North American empire. And on that basis, we should allow them to come here when they want to. Yeah, come on. The more they come, the angrier the American people get. The more stupidity people like Geraldo Rivera say, the more Americans get angry. The more times our politicians say it, the more people get angry. Cities and municipalities across this country are forming laws every day to fight the problem that the federal government will not fight. And Geraldo, you will be on the losing end of this. I remember when you was a white boy. I remember when your name was Jerry Rivers. Now all of a sudden you're Geraldo Rivera because it became fashionable to be Hispanic. But I remember when you were a Gabacho. Absolutely. You suck, Geraldo, but more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to our guest now. We're not going to waste any time. My buddy, my pal, D.A. King. D.A., what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, always a great pleasure to be on your broadcast.
Hey, man,
thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Before you get going, let me tell you, I had four or five young girls email me saying, who's this guy you got this picture of on your website there? This guy looks like he's cute. After the regurgitation, I explained that you were a friend of mine and about half as old as dirt like I am. But anyway, what's happening down there in Georgia, buddy?
Well, Terry, we've been busy trying to add some finer points to our Georgia Security and Immigration Compliance Act that we got passed last year. We got a couple of bills cooking, and we're thinking about having a rally in Washington. Maybe we can talk about that a little later.
We will. We are proud of the stuff you guys are doing in Georgia. You guys have taken the lead like the state of Arizona has. You've passed laws. You've got things going. You kind of got them on the run. Folks, there's a guy down there named Jerry. What's his name? Jerry Gonzalez? Is that his name?
Jerry Gonzalez.
Jerry Gonzalez, who said, and listen to this, using the term illegal alien to describe an illegal alien is the same as saying nigger to a black person. Now, that's outrageous. That is outrageous. I take the utmost offense at that one. But you know what? This is what DA is dealing with down there in Georgia. And to me, anybody that makes that claim is one of the most racist people I've ever seen, not to see the difference.
Jerry is an outrageous individual. It's very entertaining to me to know that he works for an outfit founded by who is now a former state senator named Sam Zamarripa. But they have this non-profit scheme going on, Terry, where people can donate money to their organization and deduct it from their taxes.
Non-profit.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Listen, I want to tell you about some of the little bills that we've got working through our legislature, which is almost over. This is a heads up to your listeners in other states. Here in the state of Georgia, one can be an illegal alien and a notary public.
Oh, man, that signature with that stamp is supposed to be as good as gold and respected and foolproof. Now, how can it be foolproof if somebody's in the country illegally?
Well, illegal aliens documenting or notarizing documents for illegal aliens sounds like a recipe for trouble for me, but I'm willing to bet that in a month from now, what I just told you will not be true. I think we're going to change that.
Bring it on.
Another thing we've done here is we've made it a requirement to have a valid Georgia driver's license before you can get a valid Georgia license plate.
Good.
Because what we have found out is that illegal aliens, not that they would ever do anything criminal.
Well, of course not.
But they move to Georgia. They migrate to Georgia.
Migrate.
And they go use a Mexican driver's license to get proof of insurance, and then go get a license plate using that Mexican driver's license. So we're going to put a stop to that.
Good. I love it.
Now, here's the capper, because this will apply to a lot of states, and I hope people will listen to this. The law in Georgia at present says that it is a worse penalty, a greater penalty for driving on a suspended license than being caught driving without ever having gotten a license. So what we've got is illegal aliens coming to Georgia, having other illegal aliens notarize their documents, using a Mexican driver's license to get a license plate, and then having a lesser penalty if they get caught driving without ever having gotten a license.
That's like having an ex-con for your parole officer, you know?
Well, I bring these things up, Terry, because we have been combing through our laws, trying to figure out how in the world that there's so many illegal aliens driving and, quite frankly, killing people on our Georgia roads. And I'm very, very proud of our legislature. I have little use for most elected officials, but I think there's a lot of people here who deserve a lot of praise for simply having realized that we have a problem and addressing it.
And, D.A., when they do, we should give it to them. You know, when they suck, we should tell them they suck. But when they do good things, why not tell them? I mean, that's how people get better, by knowing that you appreciate what they're doing. We have been remiss in that over the years, but we're getting better.
Well, we are getting better. Listen, buddy, on the air, I want to make it known that we are having a rally, the Dustin Inman Society, here from Georgia. We're going to Washington, and we're going to make our voices known very, very loudly. We're taking it right to the horse's mouth. We're having a rally Sunday, April the 22nd, in front of the White House, where George Bush lives. Thank God, not for long.
Hope not, man. He's got to go. I wish we could get him. I wish we could evict him this week. You know, have him living in a Section 8 home, you know, or a HUD house.
I'm with you. Terry, I'm hoping that you will be kind enough to say a few words to a very large crowd in front of where, the house where George Bush lives.
I will be there. We're going to be there with the feet to the fire. Right now, there's over 35 talk show hosts, of which I am one, who will be doing their radio shows from Washington, D.C. The Sunday before it begins, we will be at this rally in Lafayette Park. We will be speaking directly to the media, directly to the president, directly to most people of any sense. We will be there telling the truth. We will be giving the opinion of the American people, the opinion that is rarely heard, and we're going to say it loud and clear. Absolutely, we're going to be there.
Well, here's our message, and it's very, very simple. We want our borders secured as is required by the Constitution. We will not tolerate any discussion of repeating the path to citizenship amnesty of 1986. We want English as the common language of this country, and we want the law equally applied, because that's what I was taught in the 60s. And that's our agenda, and we hope for a very, very large crowd.
It's pretty simple. It's a very simple, lawful, moral agenda. We're not asking to hurt anybody. We're not saying you can't speak a foreign language at home, folks. You can speak whatever you want. You can learn 20 languages if you want. We want our business conducted in one language. We want our street signs in one language. And we want our children taught in that language, unless they decide they want to learn a second language. That's what we're asking on the language thing. We're going to be there, buddy. We're going to let them have it. Let me give out some of those names of who's going to be there. This is really good stuff. Roger Hedgecock, KOGO in San Diego. Dan Rivers, a guy I got to know at the last one. He's from Youngstown, Ohio. I'm just reading a few names. Phil Valentine, syndicated show, Westwood One from Nashville. John and Ken, KFI Los Angeles, will be there. I know folks love them. We're going to have me, as I said. Les Kinsolving is going to be there. One of the grand old guys of radio, only radio guy that's got a press pass. Lynn Woolley, my buddy from down in Central Texas, syndicated radio show. Armstrong Williams, New York. Lots and lots of talk show people are going to be there. Too many names for me to read now. But the whole country is going to be represented, and we're going to be there. I am privileged to be the first guy to broadcast. I will be broadcasting at midnight Eastern time, which is Monday morning. I'm the first guy. I'm going to warm up the microphone there. I'm going to set the place on fire. I'm inviting everybody who's going to make sure that you come in at midnight and see our show right there on Radio Row. We're going to set the mood for it, and we're going to hope that every listener of every one of these shows across the country understand, that's midnight there. It will still be on 9 o'clock here, same time everywhere else, but midnight in Washington, D.C. We want to set the mood there, D.A. We want people to come and lobby, talk to their elected officials, and make sure that their elected officials understand that they are angry. That is what's important, and that's what this is all about.
Well, that's what we're going for, Terry. We have a good slate of speakers, yourself included, T.J. Bonner from the Border Patrol Union.
Wow.
My friend Roy Beck from Numbers USA.
What a guy.
Colonel L. Rodriguez from You Don't Speak For Me. My friend Lupe Moreno from Your Neck of the Woods. Roger Hedgecock. A very long list. I don't have it in front of me, so I know I'm leaving a lot off. But we have 10 or 12 very, very effective speakers. Our message is very, very clear. The President of the United States and the Congress of the United States is going to start doing what the American people want, not what corporate America wants, not what Mexico wants, and not what the landscapers and home builders want. We are going to get our way this time.
Or else. Or else. That's right. I read an article. This article I did, the Horriblest Clown from Geraldo, talked about that's why the Republicans lost their edge in Congress. He's exactly dead wrong. That's why the reason they lost it was because they didn't listen to us. If they'd have been stronger on this issue, they'd had more people vote for him, and that's a fact. D.A., I want to thank you for coming on, buddy. We'll talk again. I'm going to see you in Washington. We're going to have a great time. We're going to let them know how we feel. We're not going there for recreation. We're going there for business, and we're going to take care of it.
We are. Viva la migra.
My man. Viva la migra.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, buddy. All right, folks. We're going to play our clip now. We're going to play from Mr. Ahead of the Democratic Party here, a guy that really, really shows what he thinks of white folks, shows what he thinks of Americans. Listen to what he has to say. Mr. Art Torres, head of the Democratic Party in the state of Los Angeles, once ahead of one of our state houses here. Listen to how he feels about white people, white Americans who have done him no wrong.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. Understand that.
And people say to me on the Senate floor when I was in the Senate, why are you fighting so hard for affirmative action programs? And
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Credit Union, consistently paying above market rates to depositors. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hewitt, afternoons, 3 to 6, 870, KRLA, just right.
They're back. That's right. The famous Terry Anderson Show pen is back. Ask anyone who has one of the original pens. They're the bomb, and the new ones are even nicer. And for a $15 or more donation to the show, we're going to send you one. Stop trying to lift that bunk plastic pen from the counter at the post office. You don't need it. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. But folks, I'm looking at this list of talk show hosts that are going to be in Washington, D.C. It is impressive. My buddy Peter Boyles, Denver, Colorado, biggest talk show host in the city of Denver. I do his show in the mornings. He asked me to co-host his show with him probably the Monday or Tuesday morning while I'm there. That is going to be fun. And as you know, I've done the Roger. I've guest hosted for Roger Hedgecock when he's been out of town. So I'll probably be sitting in with him also. It is really, really a great event. Any of you that can make it, it is the 22nd. Actually, we're starting on the 20. I'm leaving on the 21st. The 22nd is a Sunday. That's when it begins. We will be lobbying that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And people will be coming home Thursday. You don't have to stay every day. But if you can get to Washington, D.C., what a great deal. Let me tell you what Radio Row is. It's in the hotel. The talk shows all set up there. There's a live audience. There's two or three talk shows, sometimes four going on at the same time. It is really great. You can go sit in on any of those shows and be a part of that show and listen to the callers from that area. You can talk to the talk shows, like, for instance, Dan Rivers. I met him when I was there. I was on his show. He's from Youngstown, Ohio. Phil Valentine's in Nashville, Tennessee. Dom Giordano is in Philadelphia. I've done all their shows, and they're all good people, and you can sit and listen to their shows and be a part of their city. And it's really a unique opportunity. And when you're not there doing that, you're out lobbying. You're on Capitol Hill. You're talking to the politicians. You're getting in their face. If you know you're going, I would suggest that every one of you call your politician, your local guy, your congressperson, and make an appointment. Sometimes you'll get an appointment, but it's a month out. Now is the time to call and say you want to see him. I'm calling mine, and I'm going to go see the people that I want to see. I'm going to meet with members of the Black Caucus and ask them, why are you selling black folks down the river? Why have you not done anything about this? Now they're killing us here in Los Angeles, and why have you done nothing about it? Article after article in the L.A. Times about black folks being just exercise from this city, just being put out of here, run out of here racially, and nobody's saying a word about it. That's the questions I want to ask. Let's go to Lisa, calling from Thousand Oaks, California. Lisa, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Just fine.
What's up with this new sanctuary movement?
Well, you know, it's not new. You mean with the churches?
Yeah, where it was in our paper today, and where they're going to hide out these families that
right.
are in jeopardy of being deported.
Well, that's a good thing for us, because the more of that happens, the more we'll get done. See, that it all stems from that broad that's hiding behind her kid
uh-huh.
in Chicago, and she ran into a church there and screamed sanctuary, and ICE is a bunch of punks and won't go in there and drag her out by her hair. That's what they should do. They should drag this broad out in handcuffs, throw her on a bus, and get her out of this country. But they're afraid to do it because they're afraid how it's going to look. But eventually she will be deported because she has defied them and made them look bad. But the rest of these churches, Lisa, are jumping on the bandwagon and saying, we're going to have sanctuary for these people. They can come to our church. There's no such thing as sanctuary in a church in this country. The churches should be, when that happens, they should lose their status, lose their tax-free status, and have to pay taxes like all the rest of us.
Yeah, this ain't God's telling them to do it. Is God calling on them to break the law?
Well, you know, I don't know what their Bible says. I know what my Bible says. My Bible says that if you break the laws, you can't be a Christian. It says that you have to obey the laws of the land. It says it four or five times in the Bible that you have to do this. But they seem to very, very, very skillfully and handily avoid that section of the Bible. But to be a good Christian, you have to obey the laws of the land. Simple as that.
Yeah, it seems like they're focusing more on politics now instead of religion.
Yep. Lisa, thanks for the call. Call me again.
Yeah, have a great evening, Terry.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Ernie, calling from Burbank, California. Ernie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, good evening to you.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to jump in on the conversation. Great show as usual. And I just wanted to say that, as we all know, and as one of your callers last week mentioned, the pro-illegal alien immigration supporters are going to be planning another protest coming up soon, probably May 1st. I don't know if any official date has been announced yet, but once again, they'll disrupt everything going on downtown and whatnot and around the country.
It works for us, Ernie.
Yes,
every time. In fact, I hope they have a record crowd out there, because every time they do it, it wakes up some dumb, stupid, sleeping American.
Absolutely, and hopefully they'll revert back to waving their Mexican flag instead of trying to pull the wool over our eyes by flying the American flag after they were warned.
No. Well, I saw some protests of some school kids the other day. About 90% of them were carrying Mexican flags. Really,
yeah,
really smart. Really smart.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And Larry, Terry, what I'd like to do is I would just like to let your listeners know that what I've got is we've set up a website so that anyone interested in a counter protest during this time in the greater Los Angeles area, and of course people can also organize in other parts of the country where they may also be organizing these protests, but for the greater Los Angeles area, we have a website, and it's called OperationAmerica.com. And what they can do, it's totally free. It's very similar to a MySpace type of an online community. They can sign up there for free, communicate with one another locally here in Los Angeles, around the country, and anyone interested in joining and trying to get something organized in a counter-protest where they can chat. We have real-time chat. forums they can post to. We've got great information there on the forums. We are wanting to invite everyone to do that. So, we're just, me and my partner are just trying to figure out what we can do, to join in this and take some action now. And so we're offering this as a free, service to anyone who wants to join us in encountering, everything going on here.
Website again?
Yeah, it's OperationAmerica.com.
All right, Ernie. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
Take care. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville, California. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how about that John Walsh and that Lou Dobbs, huh?
Oh, good guys.
These guys are speaking your language.
Doing America's work, Jerry.
Yes, they are. Now, look, it's Johnny Sutton. My God, he gets me so upset. But
Johnny Sutton, folks, is the prosecutor down in El Paso that sent those two brave Border Patrol agents to jail.
And now he's doing Mr. Hernandez.
Yep. Gilmer Hernandez. Unbelievable.
Well, I'm just excited about you guys going to Washington. I'm hoping I can get some money together. Maybe I'll make it there, too.
Love to see you there, Jerry. Jerry, it's a big party, but it's not a fun party. It's an American party of a bunch of like-minded people together who are doing some good work, and we have a good time doing it because we get together from all over the country. We share ideas, but it's work. We're going in there, getting in the face of these politicians, and it's work, and it works. It really does work.
But I'm telling you, people are starting to wake up. How about that Jersey outfit, FM?
Yeah.
But they were on tonight. That was unbelievable. Look, folks, please send money to or wherever you can send to Terry Anderson. Terry, do you pick up the amount on other days besides the one day you mentioned last week?
I don't understand your question.
Well, I mean,
no, we get the mail once a week.
Oh, okay.
And
so
my producer got the mail tonight, and it's a little slim again, but what can you do?
Okay, but the thing is, I put it in on a certain day, and I know you pick it up on a certain day, and so I was just, okay, so if we put it in, you'll get it once a week, and at least you'll get whatever we get the following week, you'll get the following week, and we'll be okay. All right. Look, folks, Terry's been around for a little long time, George Putnam, Ray Bream, Michael Edwards, and a few others. Folks, I don't care if you send them $5, $10, $100, $1,000. Once you send it to them, please send it on a regular basis.
We appreciate that,
Jerry.
Those who can
go to Washington, go to Washington. And you call every Monday and every Friday, and you talk to your congressmen and your senators. My congressman has got behind Terry, and it looks like he's going to go all the way behind him. I'm excited about that, and I hope he's not pulling my leg, but I got some information from him the other day. And, folks, in 1953... we passed a law that said we own the property off the shore, 150 miles off this country, for oil drilling and anything else we want. Unbelievable. And we're going to pay $5 to $10 a gallon? I don't think so.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think so.
Got to go,
all right,
Jerry. Thanks for the call,
buddy. And we'll see you there.
Take care. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Kara.
Hey.
Hey, I'm with the gentleman who just was on. Send your donations in. We've got to keep you on. I am thrilled you're going to be in Washington. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to be there also, Terry. But very quickly, I want to share with your listeners our meeting on the 28th of March. We're going to have Keith Hardeen, our wonderful self-defense and pepper spray trainer at 6:15, and at 7:30 our meeting starts, which is really exciting because we're going to have a gentleman right straight out of Washington who is our basic researcher. He gives a CCIR data before it's ever published. We try to put that out on the internet. John Clark is going to be our keynote speaker. We call him the Snoop with the Scoop. And if people want to know what Congress is really doing, I so invite them to be to this meeting. This is on Wednesday, March 28th. The time is 7:30 p.m. The location is Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. And for those who don't have the time to write all of this down right now, please, for details, how to get there, call us at our easily remembered toll-free number, which is 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara.
And if you want the actual numbers, it's 877-664-5534, and we will welcome you with open arms.
All right, Barbara.
Come and find out what is happening in Congress.
Thanks for that update.
You
have a good meeting. Take care.
Gotcha.
All right, let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry Anderson. I want to talk about a new project by two of the most anti-American seditious scoundrels ever to walk this earth. And that is Nativo Lopez of Hermandad Mexicana Nacional and the Mexican-American Political Association.
These are racist organizations, folks, just for
absolutely.
You that don't know.
And Peter Shea, the invader's attorney, the one who argued the Plyler case in Texas
right.
in 1982.
He's the spokeshole for the racist organizations.
That's right. They have spent months organizing with the AFL-CIO, with LULAC, Dolores Huerta of the Farm Workers Union, Chirla, your the woman you know, Angelica Salas, Caresen, Service Employers International Union, and hundreds of other groups, and they have formed what they call a unity, a blueprint for what they call immigration reform. And they demand amnesty now, citizenship now, no border barriers. And people, you can go to two websites and you can find 30 pages of their unity blueprint. They're going to be lobbying in Washington, the Senate, the House, and all of the district offices in all the states with thousands of people, including all the metches. So go to, of course, the three W's on the front of these, www.nationalimmigrationreform.org or MAPA, M-A-P-A, for Mexican American Political Association, MAPA.org, and you can find a link to their 30 pages of their unity blueprint in minute detail, and it is horrendous.
All right, Ev, we appreciate that update. Scary stuff.
Yes,
but,
it is.
But we will stand the challenge as we always have. Thanks, Ev.
We shall. Bye.
All right, let's go to Cricket calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Cricket, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, we got lots to do, lots to say. We had a rally today, a counter protest, because they were demanding their rights, the illegals and their supporters, just what Barbara was just saying. It was insane. People, we found about it out about the rally at 3:00 this morning. I emailed everybody. We had 20 people out there counter protesting. Also, the Nation of Islam was on their side today.
Yeah, they're as racist as it gets.
I could not believe it.
No,
believe it.
Anything against Whitey? If they think if they think Whitey's going to benefit some kind of way, they're against it. I'm for America. I don't care what color. I don't care what color people are.
Exactly. And one other thing, this Friday on the 30th. I found this out online this morning. It's called Join the Brown Armband Campaign. All over the country, they're celebrating the Cesar Chavez holiday. They're shutting down schools in California. The California Federation of Teachers has joined to call this school, you know, to shut all the schools down. March 30th. People, check out your schools. Make sure they're not going to disrupt your children being learned.
Yep. Save us some money. Stay home that day. That's what I hope the illegal alien kids do, but I want the schools open so Americans can learn. Cricket, thanks for the call. Good work.
Thank you.
Good work in Las Vegas.
Thanks, Terry.
All right. Let's go to Ron calling from West L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, I'd like to say it's not just the politicians and businesses, but the unions of today, not
absolutely.
Yesterday, are in bed with
yep.
the illegal alien group.
Ron, do you remember when unions fought illegal aliens? Cesar Chavez, one of my personal heroes, his farm worker union was vehemently against the invasion. He would call the Border Patrol on illegal invaders because he knew he was never going to get a decent wage for his farm workers if he didn't do it. And they have hijacked his name and made him into some Hispanic celeb that was never his intention. His intention was to fight for farm workers regardless of their race, and he called the Border Patrol on illegal aliens. Go ahead, Ron.
And also this here, Not only this, but the unions also want a single-payer system, which means they want bring in more illegals, and they want to legalize
yep.
them, because they're pushing for this May 1st protest, these government unions. And this is a disgrace. The unions are in bed with the illegal organizations, and they should be called on it.
The unions, the banks, and our politicians, and our clergy to some extent, and it's really sad.
Yes, and also, I'd like to thank, people should thank George Putnam. He warned America in the 60s
he did.
About this.
George has been preaching this one since the early 50s, and he's been right. George is the pioneer of screaming the alert on the illegal invasion.
Even before I said it, I thought it was the 60s. Okay, Terry, have a good evening.
Thank you, Ron. Call me again.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's go to Rita, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Rita, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Great to speak to you. You've got a great show tonight, as
thank
always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I was out there with the cricket today at that rally. They're starting early out here in Las Vegas. You know, they've got a lot to lose.
Yeah, they do, and we're going to help them lose it.
That's right, and they were carrying their Mexican flags, and I am an American of Hispanic heritage, and I told them in Spanish over the megaphone, take your flag back to Mexico, and you go with it. If you're legal, we welcome you. If you came here illegally, go back home.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's totally right, Rita.
I wanted to tell you that my husband and I will hopefully, we're planning on it, to be in Washington. I hope to shake your hand there.
Coming to the show. If you make it midnight, midnight Sunday night, we'll be broadcasting at Radio Row. Come on down. We'd love to have you. Love to meet you.
I would love to meet you, too, Sheriff.
All right, Rita.
And Terry.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Bob calling from Providence, Rhode Island. Bob, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Sir. I have a friend back there in California who was telling me about the march that you people had today, and I think it's disgusting the way it's going, because I didn't know anything about this. I've always been a person for immigration, but they don't mention anything about illegal immigration. They all say immigrant, and I didn't realize it, you know. And there's an organization that started out here called Royal. It's in Providence, Rhode Island. And it's called RIILE.org. They have a website. And since those people that were picking up by the ICE 2 weeks ago, there was 250 of them.
Right.
Now they started an organization, and they got 300 people signed up with them, and they're really on a landslide in Rhode Island. And they're telling people that Kennedy wants to put up a wall, and they want to... It's terrible. It's disgusting.
Well, Kennedy doesn't want to put up a wall.
I know that.
Kennedy doesn't want to put up anything. Well, Kennedy wants to open the floodgates.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just disgusting what they're doing, and I think that if you get on his website, I wrote it down here. RIILE.org, and you can talk to this guy and tell him everything that you got to know about this
thing. All right,
thing.
Bob, we'll check it out, buddy. We appreciate it. We're really catching hell out here in California, but it's coming to a city near you eventually. Bob, thanks.
These people here are upset. They're upset.
Good. Call me again, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Craig calling from Northridge, California. Craig, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, two quick things. One is... Sharon Runner, who's representative of Lancaster, she's pushing a bill through or proposing a bill to check status of contractors who hire people, you know, for their status.
Right.
And then also I heard a lawyer for Hazleton on another radio show, and basically they've got the ACLU mumbling because there's a federal law that he stated that that the states can deport anyone in this country illegally.
Absolutely. That's on the books.
That's on the books.
Well, they can't deport them. They can turn them over to the federal authorities who can deport them.
Well, that's what they're pushing.
Right.
And right now, the ACLU and these other immigration, pro-immigration groups are now really kind of put their foot in their mouth.
Yeah, they have. They're going to do that with these marches, too, which is really great.
Yeah.
Craig, thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
I will.
All right. Let's go to Victor calling from Inglewood, California. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yes, Terry. The more you live, the more you learn.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, I'm running for office.
Good.
And I just heard an interview conducted by, what's his name, the guy, Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
And as you were saying, the guy is not as hard as, he's very soft. I heard him interview Arnold Schwarzenegger about universal health care. This is the same subject that was discussed by the five pre-candidates for president, Democrats, in Las Vegas.
Right. It's a tough
issue.
You
know what this is? This is not universal health care. This is socialized health care.
Absolutely socialism. Yes, sir.
Let me just give you an example.
And it doesn't work, Victor.
And give you an example. And indeed, you're saying Rush Limbaugh, he's not as tough as people would like to know.
No.
He has already turned over. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, we have here a hospital in L.A. County, and it's losing $300 million. Now, would you think that a corporation would allow this?
They wouldn't allow it more than 2 days. But because it's taxpayer money and it's being reimbursed, everybody says, let it go. We have to help these poor people. It's unbelievable. Got to go, Victor. Let me know. Call me again about your campaign.
Well, thank you.
Okay, buddy.
You know.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Bob calling from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Bob, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I'm going to make it quick, Terry. First, Limbaugh is a phony. And, folks, this is my only thing I got to say for the presidential race of 2008. Go, Tancredo.
Yes, sir.
Go.
Hear, hear. He's our guy. He speaks our dialect, and that dialect is American. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, let's go to Ernest calling from L.A. Ernest, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, I was wanted to give you an update on the Harvard Gateway situation.
Okay.
That's
where the little black girl was killed, murdered, folks, because she was black by Hispanic people, gang members.
Well, as you know, you may have known if you've gone to my website, ForgottenAmericans.org, I have posted some video on YouTube. When we had the press conferences down there. But basically, it's been forgotten in the mainstream media.
You know, Kermit Maddox wrote a real good article this week in the Times about it, really hard-hitting stuff. I don't know if you read it, Ernest. Really good stuff. I read it today. You can get on American Patrol. If you go back about AmericanPatrol.com, go back about 3 days. It's there.
Well, they're trying to shift it again to just being a gang problem.
And it's not.
And
it has never been that.
Even though I did see something in the news, Bratton made a comment that the racism is coming actually from Central America, I believe.
Well, wherever it's coming from, it's not homegrown, and there's no record of any black person killing a Hispanic person in this city because of their color. And that's what I say. It has happened, violence, jackings, robberies, gang violence, but it has never been done on a racial basis. I got to go. I'm out of time, Ernest. Call me again, buddy.
Okay, I sure will.
Take care.
You too.
Ernest is doing good work out there, folks. He really is. Curtis, Bill, all the rest, sorry I can't get to you. Ran out of time. I tried to take the newer callers. Curtis, I love you. Hope you're feeling better, buddy. Bill, we'll get to you next time. I want to remind everybody, my good buddy Rusty Childress in Phoenix, immigrationbuzz.com. This week with the swings, folks, you can read on our website, two real good ones. Borders are everything and blah this. Good stuff. I want to give you some words of Charles Lindbergh, folks. Success is not measured by what a man accomplishes, but by the opposition he has encountered and the courage with which he maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds. That's what we're doing, folks. We really are, and we need your help to help us overcome those overwhelming odds by donating to the Terry Anderson Show. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We got the pens. We're going to send them out as long as we have them. We've got 250. First 250 people get the pens. I want to remind you, read this email of the week on our really good stuff coming from people. Email of the week on our website. Don't forget those three websites we mentioned also, folks, at TerryAndersonShow.com, of course. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.